Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm glad you're here. And we're live and in person on Christmas Day, my 17th consecutive live Christmas show. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Andrew Sherman back on the show. Andrew will be coming up on 15-year anniversary of his membership in our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without him. He's an attorney extraordinaire, an author, one of the most prolific authors I've ever known. One of his new books is called Harvesting Intangible Assets. He's all about intellectual property, folks. Also, Essays on Governance is a tour de force. His book, Franchising and Licensing, is the Bible on that topic. And I'm glad to say he's our good friend, Andrew Sherman. Welcome back.
It's great to be here. Merry Christmas to everybody. A happy belated Hanukkah. A happy upcoming Kwanzaa, and of course, happy Festivus.
No. You're not going to get away with that. Happy Hanukkah belated to you too, Andrew.
Thank you.
So, Andrew, you celebrate Hanukkah. I celebrate Christmas, but it's one common denominator in all that is family, isn't it?
It is, and you know, I really. The more I think about all of these holidays, particularly Thanksgiving, you know, we haven't spoken since Thanksgiving, and, you know, the beauty of Thanksgiving is it really has become a holiday about thanks and about family, and it's almost irrelevant, you know, what religion you may practice. We all take the time to pause and spend time with each other and appreciate each other, and, you know, I'm so glad that Hanukkah and Christmas are so close to Thanksgiving because, you know, Thanksgiving's still all fresh in our minds as we enter into the balance of the holiday season. It's a wonderful tradition. I don't know who planned the calendar out, but whoever did it did a good job.
Well, exactly. Well, you know, one of my relatives said something about holidays are not for fun; they're for family. They're for being with family. But, you know, if it weren't for the...
And that's the funny thing about that is sometimes fun and family are mutually exclusive.
That's exactly right. But if you think about it, I mean, on the one hand, sometimes people dread the holidays because they got to hang out with their, you know, with a knucklehead in-law or something like that. But the truth is we probably should all be grateful for that because if it weren't for the holidays, it'd drag us back together. We might actually never get back together.
It's true. You know, I remember growing up, there were all kinds of weddings and bar and bat mitzvahs and other holidays that brought everybody together. And as kids get older and as the family gets older, there's huge cycles of time in between that. I mean, all of my generation who have kids, their kids are old enough now that we're past the bar and bat mitzvah cycle, and until those kids get married, there's really no reason for everyone to get together on an extended family basis.
Right, exactly. So those are good reasons. You know, there is something, the gravity of family on during Christmas and in your case Hanukkah, the gravity of all that, of Thanksgiving and everything. The gravity is really strong, and it's for the right reasons, you know, and so, folks, I hope you enjoy your family today, and you know, one of the things that the holidays provide me with is an opportunity in self restraint, because I do have some relatives who are a little bit tough to take. And so it's a lesson for me. It's a clinic for me on you know, how to keep my mouth shut. How about that?
Yeah. Well, mouth shut in a lot of ways. I mean, talking, eating, drinking. I hear you. I got to tell you one quick thing on family. you know, last night I saw a film called The Crash Reel.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't normally come on the air and talk about films or TV shows or anything, but you want to talk about a film that was about family. It was the true story. It's a documentary on HBO right now. It's the true story of snowboarder Kevin Pierce, who was training for the Olympics in 2009 and then had a very, very severe brain injury. And you watch his family deal with that situation. Mm. It's the son of the famous glassmaker Simon Pierce up in New England, and it's only about halfway through that they even show you that throughout all of this, they've also been raising a son with Down syndrome.
Wow! Crash Reel.
The Crash Reel. It's really worth seeing.
So check it out, folks. We're gonna come back, and Andrew and I are going to talk about tolerance on this Christmas Day, as we often do. 22. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Have your...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.